started talking about last week. We started talking about last week the beginning of Das Torah, which is the third chelak of the Aruch HaShlishis. Aruch HaShlishis speaks about after a person goes through Das Atzmenu and Das Ksis Terachov, we start to talk about a person actually getting Das Torah, that a person's Das is a Das of Torah. Das also means to connect. I spoke last week about the Harif, Na'ashem Alekenu. The Torah is sweet when it blends with us, when it merges with us, when it fuses with us. Harif from the Lashon of Taruvos. So now we start with the practical rules. We saw the Gemara says in Sukkah that a Ruchni is Kli Reik Ein Ha'Machzik. If a person is empty, so it's not Machzik. You can't put into a Kli Reik, a Kli that's empty of Ruchnis, you can't put Ruchnis. And this brings us to a huge stira, a huge contradiction. If Kli Reik Ein Ha'Machzik, so how do you start? How do you begin? How do you begin the process? How do you break the ice? So we saw last week that the Inyan is an Inyan of mitzvahs. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kinar Mitzvah, the Torah or. Maral speaks out in many places that mitzvahs are called a ner, because a ner is the physical kli, the receptacle, which holds the or of Torah. That's why mitzvahs are called the ner and Torah is the or. The or, the ikra of the ner is the or. The Torah is the or, the Torah is the light of the Briah, the Torah is the Ruchnius. The ner which holds that or is mitzvahs. I want to explain again the Bira Dvar. Maral speaks about it in many places. The mitzias of Torah is a mitzias of pure ruchnias, net unadulterated ruchnias. What the Maral calls in many places seichel hanivdal. It's seichel which is completely detached from gashmias and ganzen. A person by nature is a guf, is a body, is a chumri, is a kazach. Torah kadesha doesn't land, it's not chal, it doesn't stick to a human being. And that's why there's a hachana that's needed to bridge between the guf, which is Adam Yisoydeme Ofer, the Soifel Ofer, which is by nature Choymer Kashmias, and the Torah, which is absolutely not. The mitzvahs are the bridge. The mitzvahs are the kli which holds the Or of Torah in the guf. That's the Yisoydeme said last week called Kachenu Mitzvah Sechav, Esechokenu Mitzvah Sechav. Mitzvahs operate on the guf. The Torah operates on the neshama. But in order for the Torah to land in a person's guf, a person has to have mitzvahs. It's very interesting. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah, the Malachim said, Pasuk Adam, Yilod Isha, how can you give the Torah? The Torah is doch. The Torah is a treasure that's in your treasure house. 974 Torahs before Bria's Ayala. We're talking about Torah itself, the Kedusha HaTorah. How could you give it to a boss of a dumb? That means this dilemma of how do we take Torah Kedusha, the Chemda Genuza of 974 Torahs, the base Genozcha, the Kedusha HaTorah, the Pnimius of Torah. Before the Bria developed, it's Taka Baraisa Bara Alma. Torah is the Siba for the Bria, not the result of the Bria. How can you give it to a Basav Adam? This was the dilemma, this was the argument. How can you give the Torah? What's going to be the answer? It's very interesting. What's the Gemara say over there? Moshe Rabbeinu gave a list of mitzvahs to the Malachim. You don't have this mitzvah, you don't have this mitzvah, you don't have this mitzvah, you don't have this mitzvah. The fiat forma eila, what did he answer? The answer is that yeah, a bus of the dumb could be masig and could be mekabel and could absorb Torah Kedosho in all its Torah, in all its purest sense. Why? Because we have mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the bridge of the kli, which allows the kachenu of mitzvah sacha. And that's what he answered them. What did Moshe Rabbeinu answer them? He gave them a list of mitzvahs. He says, you don't understand there's a concept of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, you don't understand that a bas of Adam, that a Yolod Isha, could be Nisraim, could pick himself up from the mud. Sulam mutzav atzav roish avagiyah shemayim. A person can, and what is that? That's the list of mitzvahs. Yeah, you don't understand such a concept. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, no, we could learn tzais, we could learn Birkas Shmuel. We could, Hashem. But he said, but when he zeichin the kedusha of the Birkas Shmuel and Reb Chaim and the Kseis of Kiv Eger and the Chochmas HaTorah, for that you have to do mitzvahs. And he said, no, but we have mitzvahs. The Malachim didn't understand that a human being could pick himself up using the mitzvahs. Fasenish. That's in their mitzvah of the Torah. So the answer to the kasha of Kli Reik Einem Machzik, how does it start? If you're Kli Reik Einem Machzik, the answer is, why is Kli Reik Einem Machzik? But why? Because Torah HaKadosh is Ruchnius. And the Ruchnius doesn't stick. Kli Reik means you're a Kli which is devoid of Ruchnius. So if you're devoid of Ruchnius, Ruchnius doesn't stick to you. How do you start? So how do you bring in Torah to your life? The answer is kachena b'mitzvah sacha, b'senchokena b'sayah sacha. That's the Indian of mitzvahs. On and on, a very tifa zach. A very, very tifa zach. So your whole ass can say, but they taught us that Tzviya Saimer, which is the achana for Kabbalah Satera, they taught us that Tzviya Saimer, which is the achana for Kabbalah Satera, is Tikkun HaMidas. That's what they taught us. The Alta from Kelm said, every day you fix one meter. Or the Gazach. If you want to know how far away we are from Kelm. So in Kelm they said that you fix a meter a day. That's what they said. In Kelm they fix a meter a day. That's how far we are away from Kelm. That meter a day, meter a year, meter a lifetime. What does it have to do with this Nakuda? If the Achana for Torah is mitzvahs, is kachenu mitzvah sacha. If there's a fundamental problem that the Malachim said, Mal yilud yishe beinem, you want to give it to a boss of a dumb, says the Gemara on Shabbos. So the answer was mitzvahs. And where does midas come in? So the Maral speaks in many, many places that all bad midas stem from the guf, they stem from the gashmis of a person. All bad midas. Ral says a mavel de gazach. In Chazal, a balgaiva is described as a gasruach. Gasruach, guy is a gasruach, is a balgaiva. What's the word gas mean, by the way? See, as a sharman uses the word gas, is a reference to gashmis, to chaymer. I think the word in English for Seals of Sharman is called dense. Probably the closest type you can get what gas means. A gas is a means it's a gas, it's dense, it has material, you can touch it. And Ral says, I'm already gazach. Why did Chazal call Balagaiva gas ruach? Gas means the Megushim Dika people. They're, like Rusil Shom says, the gasus ha-choymer, gasus ha-offer. Why is he says, I'm already gazach, that I'll say it in the way I understand it. A Balagaiva takes up space. That's what he says. It's like a physical zach. A balgaiva takes up space. If a person's an onov, so you don't take up any space before, you're just a kli kibble. A balgaiva is a gas ruach because he's taking up space. He has teichen to it. This is what you are, the guy says, Ichmin epis. That's a gashmiistika concept, that's not a ruchniistika concept. When a person says, I'm epis, that's gashmiist, that's not ruchni, it doesn't come from ruchni. Ruchni says, I'm a kli kibble. Everything else from the Eibishter. Gas ruach means that what gave you this feeling that you exist. What gave you the feeling that you exist is your goof. Moshe Rabbeinu was the on of Mikol Adam, while Dishkeven came goof. He was a Smakaya Miyu, his goof was bottle. So he was Kulay Anova, because he didn't take up any space. He didn't take up a place. So there's no gases, there's no thickness, there's no denseness. Midas. So your whole ass can say, Shteit over here, Kachenu Mitzvah Sacha, Vesei Chachenu Mitzvah Sacha. Shlein HaMelech said, Kiner Mitzvah V'Toyor. Why don't we say in davening on Shacharis, Takneinu b'midei secha, then kacheinu b'mitzvei secha, then secheu b'mitzvei secha. An out-of-town version of davening on Shabbos. Midas, mitzvahs, and Torah. What happened? Was it jumping to kacheinu b'mitzvei secha? The answer is, Reb Chaim Vital already asked the kasha. Reb Chaim Vital already said that the reason why mitzvahs are not in the Tariq mitzvahs, why aren't midas in the Tariq mitzvahs? For all the Chazachim state, wegen Midas, wegen Sinne and Kinne and Taiva and Kovid, to be aware in the Torah. Loi Sishon, Acharei Shaw Teisha. Right? And I said to the Hebrews, you can't sleep past 9 o'clock. A laugh. You miss. You sleep late, get malchus. It's a nafshim by maisa. But akabonim, why not? Zokta Rabbi Vital, the midas are before the mitzvahs. In order for the guf to be ready to receive mitzvahs, you have to have midas. You have to prepare the guf, because if you're shakur in your guf, which is midas, means I'm sunk into myself. Myself means my guf. Midas is before the kachem b'zot. It means befoil what bridges between the Torah, which is Or, and the guf, which is chomer, is the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs creates a bridge. It's like a primer on paint. Now the Torah can stick to the person's guf when you do mitzvahs. In order to do mitzvahs, your guf has to be ready to do mitzvahs. For that, you have to fix your midas. Otherwise, you're not behind the ball game. Behind nothing to talk about. So it's not even in the Tayyag mitzvahs. It's the Hakdama and the Yisoyin and the Kisei before that. I want to learn with you, in light of this, I'm learning the commission in office. A shocking zach. Dr. Mishnah, who are you, Aymer? So, what's going to die? Kol shechach mosem erubu v'maisav. This is a life-changing Mishnah. I want to learn up with you how the Maral taught us what this Mishnah says. Who are you, Aymer? Kol shechach mosem erubu v'maisav. A person has more Torah than Maisav. A person has more Torah than mitzvahs. The Mahu Daimya is a daimya to an Elon Chanofa Merubah. You have a tree that has Ivaldika branches. The Shrosha Vawat, very few roots. So you have this heavy tree with many branches, very few roots. What happens? Baruch Bobar Karta Vefachta upon it. Comes a wind and blocks it over. It's a heavy tree. It doesn't have winds. It doesn't have roots. Shanema. If you have more mitzvahs than chokhma, you have a limited amount of branches, has very many roots. Even if all the winds in the world, nothing can budge it. Shenema, branches are called chokhma. Roots are called mitzvahs, meisim. Kol she meisim, rum v'chachmasai, if you have more meisim than chachma, you're like a tree that has many roots, and then the wind can't blow it away. Abu chas v'shalom, if you have more chachma than meisim, it means you have branches, but you don't have roots, then you're in danger. Every wind that will come will blow you away. What's the pshat? Says the Maral, a life-changing zach. Maral says like this, why are mitzvahs called roots? And why are Torah called branches? So, Dr. Maral, what looks like the Pashup Shat, roots are the part of the tree that deals with the Adama. The roots are in the earth. The roots deal with the mud. Mitzvahs deal with the Adama, with the other Yisoyim of office as well. Mitzvahs deal with the Adama. Mitzvahs deal with the Gashmis of the person. They're not so glorious. You don't see them. They're covered over. They're busy with the mud, with the earthworms, with the kinna, with the tab, and the covered. Mitzvahs are roots. Mitzvahs are shiroshim. They're in the ground. They're inside the yaseidim offer. They're kvetching. They're getting the offer to get up and say kriya shema. They're getting the offer to go buy a huluf. They're getting the offer to put up a mica. They're getting the offer to do bedikas chametz tashmizu bayira. Getting the goof in the ground with the mud. The branches, that's chachmasai. That's in the loft. 13 stodim in Miku. At least, I don't know what it's holding, I lost track already. When I was in kindergarten, they taught us to Shrechataina and Mali the Shaker. And then, already, I heard already in first grade, they already have another two. And by the time we get to my sifter, maybe it's hundreds already. I can't keep track already, I'm old man. Branches, it's in the air. Muftzachim. That's Chachma. Chachma doesn't touch the ground, doesn't touch it, that's in the Shama. So I said, I'm worried because of Gazach. So that's why the mitzvahs and maisim are called roots, and the Torah is called branches. It's in the air. It's not connected to Gashmis. Watch this. Zok the Mishnah. But what's the nafkamina of the fact that the Mishnah are the roots, that the mitzvahs are the roots, the maisim are the shroshim? Is that you're stable? Mitzvahs give stability. So a guy can have more chachma than maisim. By the way, we're also something very scary. Maral's Medayik, what does it mean? Maisov, Chachmasoi, Maisov Ruben, Maisov Chachmasa Meruba. So, Dr. Maral, the Lashon of the Tan is Meduyuk B'Yeser. You can have two people who have the same amount of Torah. Or one guy has more Torah than the other. But one guy, relative to his Torah, you can have one guy that's much more Torah than the other one. But one guy, his Torah is rooted with Meisim, which proportionally to the amount of Torah, Chachmasoi, he has the right amount of Meisim. You can have another guy who might have more Meisim, but it's not enough to uphold his Torah. It has to be Meisov Merubo Mechachmasoi, and not Chachmasoi Merubo. So I can have two Yidin, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has 10 times more mitzvahs than Shimon, but he's trying to uphold Azah empire of Torah. Then he doesn't have enough ma'isim to hold on to his chachmasoi. He's felt in the ma'isov of his chachmasoi. There has to be. And what's an afkamina? If you're trying to uphold a lot of Torah, you have to have a very strong roots. And if you don't have strong roots, what's going to happen? You're not stable. Comes a wind, it blows you away. Over here, the other half. But if you have, if your relationship between your mitzvahs and your Torah is appropriate, ma'isim of chachmasoi. So you have your roots which deal with the mud. You have your roots which deal with the basa, with the offer. That creates stability. Why? Because if your mitzvah is part of your life, if you dealt with your guf and you stabilized your guf, so you now have a platform to absorb the Torah. You hear what it says? Kol ruchai sheba oilam ba'ayz v'noishvayz bo'i. Any wind that will come, any wind that will come. Any disease and noise that will come. You imagine, huh? There's no wind in the world that can blow you away. He has a talk from a Tana thousands of years ago. You'll go through tzoras, you go through difficulties. By the way, historically in Klai Yisrael, it was like that. The Litvish Eden had huge amount of chachma. Like, where did the Tadam of Migu come from? We know. Chachma say, the Maisa, well, I don't know how the Lulavim looked over there in Litva 100 years ago. It wasn't their thing. Chachma, Mardik. Came a wind and blew them away. When World War II started in Vilna, there was Bekoshi a minion of Shemir Shabbos. In the Goyen Shtot, there was nothing left. Because there was a wind that came, they had these huge trees, big Chachma, the Chachma took them to Haskalah. But they were, the roots were, it was Chachmasa Ruvim Meisov. And when the wind came, the Hungarians, When the Hungarian Yidden came to Bnei Brak, the Chazanish was elated. Because I don't know if every guy in Budapest knows all that's taught in the Migul. And I'm not making fun of it, because half of me comes from Vilna and the other half comes from on both sides. So I don't know if they know every kvetch of the Bokhbar and every knetch of all the Ktsaisin. When the Ktsais argued with the Nesivis about whether I'm waiting to be Chaver of a Raya as a Svara, or it's a chazaka to make kara mamish, like you saw, four places kiyadua. Maybe next week we'll talk about them. The Sifa says, was just a copy made a new Torah. And the Ktsay said, no. I don't know if in Eastern Europe they know all the four Ktsays, maybe one or two of them, not all four like we know. But when the wind came, they held on. Their tree didn't bend because they had roots. When the Hungarians came to Chuk Chasam Sefer, when they came to Chazanish, Chazanish gave them a big hug. He said, we need them to stabilize the matzah, because they don't budge. There's no wind that can budge them, because they have roots. They have Maisam Rumba Chasmasa. So does that mean you should be like that? Does that mean you should be like that? No, you should be both. You should make sure that the proportion and the relationship and the relationship between your Maisam and your Chasmasa, you should have enough Maisam to hold your Chasmasa. If you want to do a little bit of Meisim, then don't expect too much Chachma. And if you want to have a lot of Chachma, you have to have a lot of Meisim to hold on to it. You have to have roots, you have to have stability. What comes out of this Maral is that it's not just what the Dalai Shur is saying, that Bechlal, in order for what Shlomo HaMelech said, it, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah. It's not just that if you want Torah to stick to you, you have to have mitzvahs. You have to have kachero mitzvah and saying, okay, other than chal, it's not chal b'chal, nothing to talk about. That's one level. That's to break the kli reik. Otherwise you're a kli reik, and Torah doesn't stick to it. If you don't have a ner, how could it be an or? Oh, in this Mishnah state, nachal level, if you want stability, that means that relationship is not just a hechat timtzah that should be chal Torah on you. That's alachmis. Otherwise you're kli reik and a matzik and you're stuck. Of a nachdem, you got the Torah, you had a little bit of mitzvahs, and you had a kachet of mitzvah sechazah, but now you want it to stick, you want it to hold, you want to be able to stand up to the winds that blow, there are winds that blow in life, and rukhnis and gashmias, all types of things. what do you do to be stable? For that, you have to put down roots. That's totally in the amount of roots you're going to put down relative to the amount of chachma. A bachur has a hasoga. He wants to make up some nizach. He wants to get a whole mesechta. But the ganze fanem, with a klorkai, with chazoris, you have to up your mitzvahs. You have to up your midas. You have to have something to hold on to the zach. Otherwise, you'll have a wind that will come. And the winds do come and blow you away. You get blown away. And fakirat. And if you have stability, nothing can budge. So Mordechai Gazach, I always say over that in the first kapitel Tehillim, when David HaMelech wants to describe the chiluk between a Rasha and a Tzaddik, what's the chiluk between a Rasha and a Tzaddik? Out of all the chilukim he says the chiluk is, the Tzaddik is shosol al gemayim, the shosol is planted, and the Rasha is loikein harishayim kamoitz asher titfed orach. He says, you know what a Rasha is? You would say a Rasha is a guy. Rasha is a Rasha. You want to know who's a Rasha? A wind comes, they get blown away. That's the chiluk of tzaddik and a Rasha. The chiluk between a tzaddik and a Rasha is kamoitza shel loikein harishayim. The simin muvik of a Rasha is they don't have roots. Now, what does that mean? That means that before the wind came, it was a ganze dos, it was a ganze tree, but it wasn't shosel, it wasn't planted, it didn't have mitzvahs. By the way, rishayim is based on mitzvahs, not on Torah. That could be have a lot of branches, but there's a Rasha. And the nafkamina is, I got the remez, I'm finishing. The chiluk of a Rasha and a Tzaddik is not the way we think. It's not exterior things. The test of a Rasha and a Tzaddik is, do you get blown away when there's a wind? Now, cold mountain, there's no breeze. You can have two guys sitting on the same bench, shuckling, arguing and learning. One guy is gevaldik chachma. So how do you know if he's a Rasha or not? He said, Moiti Columbus. Moiti branches. He went like that also. It looks like branches. He was Marish. He sat over the swords like that. His hands in the air. It was Mekayim de Chazal. How do you know if he's a Rasha? Because the third and a half week of this man, Shvushach, fourth and a half week, Shvushach Halboy Acharei Shvus. During Shvus, he still had his iris. He was still on the high. But Shvushach Halboy, Shvush Acharei Shvus, he disappeared. Nishdo. So yes, plenty makara. Is he sick? Yes. Mano. Yes. Strep throat? No, there's no strep throat in the summer. Sinus infection? Not in the summer. Bronchitis? Not in the summer. What's a summer disease? I don't know. Chickenpox, maybe. Wait. So where'd the guy go? Nothing. There was a wind that came and it blown away. Disappeared. Rabbi Yochanan writes in Das Torah in countless places. If you want to know if you're on the program, if you want to know, are you on the program? Look in the mirror and see what happens when there's a breeze. Do you get blown away or not? Very simple test, yeah? Isn't such a very good test? He doesn't say, check this, check that, and check how long you daven, and then check nothing. You want to know, are you a tzaddik or you're a Rasha? The guy wants to know, right? He wants to put on his resume. Tzaddik, Rasha. Today you have to say everything. What should you do? Is he a tzaddik, Rasha? How do you know? So you go ask your friends, you can't believe them. Most of them are not Nehman. Zucker, you want to know if you're a tzaddik or Rasha? David HaMelech said, you should know how you're a tzaddik or Rasha. They're a very simple test. We'll call it the Rabbi Yeruchim Lvovitz stability test. Yeah, if you want to give it a fancy name. Yeah? When there's a wind that blew, when there was a breeze, were you kamoitz asher titfenu haruach? Were you this guy that Chazal described him? Or are you a guy? Blown away. What are you? That's the second level of the relationship between mitzvahs and Torah. It's called stability. So the first level is breaking the vicious cycle of what? Breaking the vicious cycle of kli reik ein ha-mafzik. That's mitzvahs. Kachena mitzvahs. You can't do mitzvahs without midas, by the way, because the midas don't let. Midas lost nish. They don't let you do mitzvahs. So you don't even get the kachena mitzvahs. But the second level of the relationship with the Torah is without mitzvahs, there's no stability. So if we see ourselves a kiyum of this chazal, that whenever there's a ruach, mezizan oisim im koimoi, you have loshen? Ein mezizan oisim koimoi. Rabbi Yochum's loshen in many places is, are you mazes from your mekoimoi? You left your parking spot? You left your comfort zone? you don't have a makom, you're constantly moving from place to place, you're rasha. Scary, huh? The person has to have roots, and you have to deal with your guf. And dealing with your guf means doing mitzvahs, because your guf doesn't want to do mitzvahs. Your guf wants to sleep, eat, kind of tie for comfort, might just adam and oilam. And the avoid of creating long-term stability, you should know. I'm an old man already. I've watched a lot of trees, branches, saw a lot of them, roots. You go to the national parks, I think. I never went, because in Borough Park, we don't go do these things. But that is big trees, old trees, strong roots, big trees. They survived all the hurricanes, all the forest fires. I can tell you as an old man, the guys who made it were the guys who did mitzvahs. And they, as they steiged in learning, as they developed more branches, they put down more roots. Enough of movement of chosid, aimless cameras, doesn't last. It's nice, by the way, it's a kvaldi gazach. It looks good. You might even get a shidduch, by the way. Because they might catch you when there was no breeze. It was like calm weather. And you didn't get blown away. But it's not miskayemes, it doesn't last. It's not a lasting thing. It's not a lasting thing. It's not a lasting thing. It's not stable. And a person has to grapple. And by the way, unfortunately, I'm sorry to tell you, and to do mitzvahs, you have to have midas. Because you have midas roads, you can't do mitzvahs. You can't have a type of cover doesn't let a person do mitzvahs. Or certainly not the type of mitzvahs that puts down roots and creates stability. That takes us back to Kelm, unfortunately, where they ruined all the mood of all the B'nai Torah. And they said, you have to fix your midas if you want to do Kabbalah's of Torah.
Okay, you work it out.